In this episode, we have three amazing animals that have come forward with a powerful gift to share with us, and it is a gift and opportunity for healing. I do want to say that before this episode starts, that this opportunity for healing is something on a deep cleansing level. And the animals remind us that through this journey, we are on the road to awareness and the path to entitlement. We deserve this, they say. And for those of us that are open to doing so, they offer us a loving space and the tools for this journey. Now, we all have free will. And if you feel that this is not the right time for you, then this episode will be here for you whenever or if ever you are ready. If this resonates with you and you want to move forward in this deep healing journey, let's proceed. Have some water ready, a piece of paper, something to write with, and let's begin. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them. Those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell. A lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi friends, it is Mary Beth Haynes and I am the gal who speaks with animals, and I welcome you to this opportunity where we unite together and awaken with animals so that we can activate a deeper and meaningful life. So how may we do this? Well, it's really up to you. If you're listening to this right now and you are a part of this unity, the unity in the community of being open to an animal's voice, an animal's message, their mission, their purpose, the reason why they're here, and the reason why you are listening to this particular episode right now. There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why they are here. And as we come together, I invite us to set our intention as to what we would like this time together to be like. One thing that I have always done, and one of my mentors has actually been teaching me more about this, and it's the power of our intention. And when we set forth our intention of what we would like to do, what we would like to receive, without worrying about the hows, right? Because when we start thinking about the hows, sometimes our human brain can get in the way, right? Because if it doesn't happen in the way that we asked how, then we could close off to it happening in another way. So what I like to do is set my intention and ask that it be so in a way that is in the highest and the best for me. Or in this particular case with us communicating and interacting together, I ask for the intention for it to be in the highest and the best for us all. For those who are listening to this podcast at this very moment, for those that will be listening to it in the future, I ask that messages of guidance and wisdom and inspiration to be shared and received, and to have it come forward in a way that can help activate within us where we're going next in our life experience. And I invite you to do the same. So as we begin here, and as I begin every episode, I connect with a crystal. I ask a crystal to present itself to me, a crystal that carries frequencies and vibrational properties that will unite with us during our time together. And the particular crystal that came forward right now is called aquamarine. Now, aquamarine is a really interesting stone. It's not only beautiful, it carries wonderful qualities that I'd like to share with you right now. So this particular aquamarine that I have in my left hand is a raw piece, and you can see that in its rawness, the beauty of the, it's like really, really light green, the piece that I have, and it's got different colors of green throughout it. So it's got from the really, really light green, and then it has some darker greens in within it. There are pieces to it that sparkle. They almost look metallic. And I'd probably say it's about maybe an inch and a quarter, maybe even an inch and a half tall. And length, it's probably about an inch. It's definitely not 2 inches. So maybe I'd probably say about an inch and a, let's say in between an inch and a quarter and an inch and a half to be specific. All right. So aquamarine is a stone that it really actually has a very long history. What I've been able to find as far as the first recorded use of this particular stone was around 400 BC. So it has been with us for a long time. It can be found in North America, so United States, Brazil, several countries that are throughout Africa, Australia, and also I understand that from Pakistan and Afghanistan as well. Now, what does aquamarine do? How does it help us? So it's a wonderful stone that helps to open a clear channel between your heart and your throat chakras. So your heart chakra is in the middle of the center of your chest, and your throat chakra is up near where your Adam's apple is, right? So it's just in that area of your throat. And it helps to open a clear channel between those two spaces, those two energy centers. And when we think of chakras or chakras, we think about energy centers that are within our body. And these energy centers spin. And sometimes these energy centers need support, or they become a little sluggish. And depending on different things that happen in our lives and the different things that we experience, sometimes they need some support in becoming balanced once again. And so these two energy centers within our hearts and our throats is what we're working with this particular stone. Aquamarine is a stone to help you solve things. Perhaps there is a conflict, an argument, maybe there's a disagreement. This is a wonderful stone to work with to help you move through that. Sometimes we get fired up. We get emotions that overtake us, right? And this stone of aquamarine can help us. So if we're getting fired up, it can help kind of cool those fiery emotions and help us to bring us back to calm. Now, it is connected to water. So aquamarine is a water element stone. And the water element shines bright in this stone. And we are invited to, like an onion, peel back a layer of ourselves. Because inside our inner being is something that is ready to glow. And sometimes we build up layers around that place of glowing. And this stone helps us to peel back that layer so that that beautiful space of glowing can come forward. Aquamarine is here with us to help refresh our emotions. It helps us in our mind to have more clarity. And there are times when our hearts are open and clear, but our mind may feel like it's a little foggy. And when we look at that, aquamarine is a perfect stone to work with because it supports us in the knowledge, the clarity of the mind, how we have the enhancement of ideas, our wisdom. And when we have an open heart and a clear mind, and when these are able to work together in sync and in teamwork, the opportunities that become of us and the relationships that we have, they're absolutely endless. So it's pretty cool that way. So lastly, I just want to share with this beautiful stone is it's a stone of pure communication. And if you have an aquamarine stone, if you either wear it or carry a piece with you, or let me also say that even just connecting with the energy of the aquamarine stone that is with us right here, right now, you can also receive the vibrational frequency. It's come for a purpose and for a reason with us today. And if you don't have a piece, you can just tap in to that frequency that the stone is providing. And it can help you in choosing the right words, the right tone of your words, of your voice, and the ideas when you're talking with someone. It's a stone for teachers and managers and therapists and anybody who's, you know, a professor or those who speak publicly, but it's not only for those people. It's for everybody who is open to its vibration. So even somebody that has, say, stage fright and are afraid to talk in front of people, aquamarine can boost your confidence to be able to open up and communicate. It's here to show you the incredible skills of communication that you have. And it is a beautiful, beautiful stone to help develop and assist you in finding your individual spiritual path. So aquamarine has many, many facets to it and many, many qualities to it. And I just invite you to take a deep breath and just connect with the energy of this beautiful raw piece of aquamarine that is here with us right now. You see, you will know whether you wish to work with this or not, right? There's never any pressure. I don't have your arms tied behind your back. This is a complete invitation for you. And if you feel that you would like to work with the essence and the vibration of aquamarine, it is here for you. And I'm really feeling like the connection from our heart and throat chakras is something that perhaps we might be working on today in this episode. I don't know yet, because these are not scripted. However, this is what the feeling that is coming through. So aquamarine, thank you for being here with us. I feel like it is a good idea to place it down in front of me, and it is here with us, sharing its glowing vibration with love. So as we come to the message from animals and the message of why we are here, right now, I invite us all to take a breath of intention, either feeling, seeing, hearing, knowing, or inviting the energy and frequency of aquamarine to join us. I call upon God, Great Spirit, the universe. I call upon all of our spiritual teams that are with the highest love and the highest light. I call upon the guardian animals of lightness. And all the animals that are here, both collectively on Earth and animal spirit, thank you for being here and for joining with us. And as we open the door to this communication, this message of unity that you wish to bring forward, I ask that a blessing be placed upon us. And I ask for messages of guidance and wisdom and inspiration to be given and received with love, with clarity, with divine blessings. And what will be in the highest and the best for every single one of us, whether it's right now or in the future. So it is with divine blessings that I feel. It's really interesting. What I see is a chalkboard. Okay, so this chalkboard is in front of me. And I'm just saying, because right now the chalkboard is blank, and I'm asking, what is this chalkboard all about? What is it here for? And it's interesting because as I began talking about the chalkboard, my throat was starting to feel like I needed to clear it. It was starting to become full. And I really feel like this chalkboard is something of a tool for communication. So there is a message and a purpose I'm hearing for this particular vision of a piece of slate that is currently blank. This slate has an agenda. This slate's agenda is to be of communication for every single one of you. For all you need to do is pick up a writing instrument, such as a piece of chalk, and create your own design on your own blackboard. So everybody that is listening to this is being given, and it's so interesting how this is coming forward. We are all being given our own blackboards. So, you know, if we were all sitting in a room together, it's like these animals. Yeah, it's so interesting. I'm seeing squirrel, raccoon, and I'm seeing dog coming forward, distributing, right? Bringing us all of our individual blackboards. These blackboards are like slate. Remember back when, before we had paper and we would write on slates, right? We even had a pencil or a piece of chalk that we would write on the slate, and it would be wiped off when we were done, and then we could write on it again. And so I'm seeing that this blackboard or this piece of slate is actually something that is big enough to sit on our laps. And so it really feels to me like we are all in a classroom together. How cool is that? So as this vision comes forward stronger and stronger, I see us all in this classroom. I see us all with our individual slates. I see us having the opportunity where, and I'm hearing the words, we are beginning with a clean slate. Ha, how interesting is that? So just asking for more guidance on what this means. So right now, Squirrel is coming forward. Squirrel is coming forward, and she feels very feminine. And what she's doing is she's bringing forward the gathering. She's gathering things, right? So it's almost like when squirrels, it reminds me of when they start collecting their nuts for the winter and how they collect all the things that they need for their nests to be warm enough and have enough to eat over the winter. Squirrel is coming around us and she's gathering things. She's getting the things that she needs. And she's saying that this is symbolic of some things that we need to prepare for as well. Some things that we need to collect. And I'm asking her what those things are. She's saying that for every one of us, our lists might be different, but she is recommending a few things. So number one, she's recommending something to write on, and she's giving us the slate in this vision to be able to write on, but she's inviting us to actually have something to write on, like have something that will take place of the slate, the energetic slate that is sitting in our laps. So what I'm doing right now is I'm actually grabbing some paper, and you are invited to do the same. All right, so I have some paper here, and so Squirrel is recommending something to write on. She's recommending to have a piece of something that is important to us. Okay, I'm just writing this down. So something to write on, a piece of something that is important to us. So Squirrel, if you can tell me a little bit more so that I can share this. She says, you don't need to overthink this. She says, just something that is important to you. So as I look around, what I see that is really important to me is the picture of Mr. Mushi, who is in spirit, and he is my spirit kitty who works with me. So that to me is what I'm going to have with me. And I invite you, as Squirrel has invited you, to find something that is important to you without overthinking. You'll know when you see it or feel it, and just to bring that near. So we have something to write on. We have a piece of something that is important to us. And Squirrel is saying for the third thing is to have an open mind. Very interesting. She's saying as humans, we can quickly shut things down like this. And it's very powerful how we do it because we do it with our mind. And when we do that shutdown, the energy stops flowing and we aren't able to continue forward. So right now, these are the things that Squirrel is asking us to gather. If you need to pause this and go and get these things, you're very welcome to do so. And I'll just go over the three things again that Squirrel has said. Something to write on, a piece of something that is important to you, and to also gather an open mind. All right. So as Squirrel has surrounded us with this vibration, I feel dog coming through. So dog's coming through, and dog is here as our companion. This dog It's really interesting because the dog that I see, I'm hearing the word Lucy, and this dog Lucy is here with love, with honor, and with loyalty. Dog is saying, so Lucy, the dog, is saying that it is her purpose from spirit to be able to guide those who are ready to open any stuck, any stagnant parts between their heart and their throat chakras that are ready to be released. The space where they may consciously know that it's time to release those stuck parts. Or perhaps you're just hearing this for the first time. And as you're hearing this for the first time, you just have this knowing that I need to do this. I don't know why, but I just need to do this. Lucy the dog is here. L-U-C-Y is how you spell her name, she says. Lucy the dog is here to be our companion throughout this journey together. Thank you, Lucy, for being here. Raccoon has now come forward. Raccoon is our tour guide, Raccoon says. Now, Raccoon feels male to me. The energy of Raccoon is male, so I will refer to him as he. And he is the one that is coming forward to actually lead us on this journey. He's calling this journey the road to awareness. How interesting is that? The road to awareness, the path to entitlement. And I'm asking, what does that mean? And Raccoon is saying, the path and the road that we are all upon is a place where more awareness and more growth and healing is needed within the human species. And Raccoon is also saying that we are absolutely 100% entitled to this opportunity. There is nothing that should be stopping us. There is nothing that should be holding us back. The only thing that may hold us back is the feeling of, I'm not sure if this is the right time. And what Raccoon is saying is that if you are feeling that, to honor what it is that you need at this time. And if it's not the right time, then know that this will be available to you for when it is. And I'm hearing that in a very confident tone from Raccoon. And I'm hearing that in a message that you're being guided, that it is a safe place, but you need to make the choice whether you will partake in this or not. So it's completely up to all of us. So going back to having something to write on, having something that is important to you, with you or near you, and to set forth the intention of an open mind. Dog is with us as a companion with love, with honor, with loyalty. Squirrel is helping us collect all those items that we need. And Raccoon is here to help us on the road to awareness as we embark upon this path to entitlement, to what we deserve. You know, it's interesting because I feel rather emotional through this process because I'm not only channeling this information through, but I'm also doing it as well. And so I just want you to know that we are here together. And I want to thank you for being a part of this.
A really quick announcement to make that I am super, super excited about. The Animal Communication Kit is now complete and ready for you. And the best part about all of this is that it's absolutely free. Simply go to thegalspeaks.com, click on the free resources tab, and once you submit your request, this customized package, including exercises and strategies that you can do to build a deeper bond with animals, learning how to communicate with the animals in your life, as well as animals in nature, and more will be sent to you within minutes. I am so excited about this, and I look forward to sharing it with you.
So, going back to that slate that we each have on our laps, the energetic slate, right now it is empty, it is blank, there is nothing on it. So something to write on that you have in front of you should be a blank piece of paper or a notebook or whatever it is that you have. It is blank, they're saying. And they're saying it three times. So three animals have come forward. Squirrel number one, dog number two, Lucy the dog, and raccoon number three. There's something very powerful here about the number three. And we are being asked to draw the number three on our paper, on our slate. The number three. I am hearing the following. It's as it's coming forward. The feminine aspect of the number three is with us. So the feminine aspect of the number three is with us. And as we draw the number three, we are asked to trace it again. So you've drawn the number three on your page. We're being asked to retrace it again so that we have retraced it three times. We are being asked, as we have traced it or are tracing it, the flowing of the first part of number three and then the second part of number three. And we are working with number three in being able to open the channel to clarity between our heart and our throat chakras. And as we do this, aquamarine is here with us, and we are invited to bring the essence and the vibration and the frequency of aquamarine, that loving part that starts in our heart. So if we were to continue breathing just as normal and bring forward what looks to me like the size of a marble, this marble is in our heart centers. This marble is starting to glow. So first of all, the marble was just kind of white, and then the marble is starting to glow. It's starting to expand. It's starting to get bigger. It's becoming the size of a golf ball and then a tennis ball, and then it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as this marble becomes bigger and it actually encompasses our whole heart space, it actually encompasses our whole being. So it's originating and it's rooted and grounded within our heart spaces, but it is also encompassing our entire beings. It is a loving, loving light, and the aquamarine is like a warm blanket here to surround us in our heart space, to comfort us, to console us. We're invited to just sit with this energy for a moment. The feminine aspect of the number three, allowing it to encase this space of love and what is ready to be released, to be healed, and to come forward in our lives from our heart, from the center of what is inside that has become stuck and stagnant and isn't able to move. You are invited to sit with this for a moment and just feel or sense or know that loving energy that is there, that is working through the heart chakra, the center of your soul, the center of why you're here, your purpose, your mission. And with much love, as Squirrel, Lucy the dog, and Raccoon hold this space for us. And as we continue with the number three, we are being invited to take that number three and look at the number three that you have drawn on your paper and to place that image on your heart center. So what I'm being guided to do is actually putting the number three towards my heart and invoking the energy of it into the heart chakra to open this door, to unblock anything that may be keeping this door closed, but that is ready to be opened. I'm hearing that taking some deep breaths is going to be really important here. So it's really important to continue breathing as we are working through this with number three. The number three in numerology is a very interesting number. The number three embodies the sacred qualities of the third number. It's the number of perfection, stepping from the relationship of two into creation, into collaborator, communicator, and inspiring voice. The subconscious belief about number three is the fear of expressing what's in your heart, the fear of being judged, the fear of disappointing others, and self-doubt. And the shadow side of number three comes forward when we feel scattered and doubtful. And it makes so much sense why we might feel blocked within our heart chakra. And with number three, having that communication piece, the piece of creation, of communicator, of inspiring voice, this is what we are working with right now. This is the essence of what we have placed upon our hearts. This is a very, very deep healing that we are receiving. And it's really important to drink some water as we move through this. We are now being asked on our slates, the piece of paper that is in front of us, to write down what's coming through right now. So to write down any words that wish to come out through your pencil or your pen or whatever it is that you're writing with. And as you do this, know that everything is just the way it should be. Everything is absolutely perfect. Everything is what it is. And as we embark upon this road to awareness, our entitlement, the path to entitlement, we are being invited, as we started out with this marble and we started out in our heart chakra with the feminine aspect of the number three that is with us, the one that we have drawn out, the words that we have put forward on our slate, and to carry these words with us, to take those words with you, have our feet both flat on the floor. If you're lying down, that is just fine too. And to set forth the intention to bring that beautiful light that started out the size of the marble that is now encompassing our whole being, and to move that light up from our heart chakra, going upwards through our body towards our throat chakra, and to bring in the colors green and blue, and to mesh them together, intertwining and swirling and flowing with ease. And the essence and the frequency of aquamarine has come forward. And like a gentle yet powerful whirlwind, it is coming through, moving from the heart all the way up to the throat. And it is releasing and it is removing the debris and the essence and the energies of the old, the energies of what does not serve any longer. It is coming up and out, up and out, and it is being released into the number three. I am hearing that as we are releasing this energy and as we are allowing this, it's a very gentle kind of like a, you know how a cyclone will go around and around and around? So it's a powerful energy, but it's gentle on us. So we don't have to feel a cyclone go through us. We can still have it happen in a very gentle way, but in a very powerful way to release the sludge and to release what's no longer needed. And as we do this, we are invited again to continue to breathe, because our heart chakra and our throat chakra is actually starting to move. The energy centers are starting to create this new vibration, this new method of working within our bodies. And it's beautiful. It's healing. And it is remarkable in the many, many gifts that it brings to each and every one of us, because we are surrounded by the love of the highest light with the highest love, and the animals are bringing this opportunity for healing forward. We are invited to take another deep breath. And another again. And to take some more water. Hydration is really, really important, our three animal friends are saying. And as we have gone through this process and as we have moved from the energy, that cyclonic energy that has come forward from our heart up to our throat, it now can come out in the form of creation. It can come out in the form of communication, and it can come out in the form of what will bring us to this path. We are entitled to this, Raccoon is saying. It is time, Raccoon is saying. And as Lucy the dog and as the squirrel and as the raccoon join us, remember we placed the number 3 over our heart chakra. We took in the essence and the vibration of that number 3 along with the assistance and support of the animals and the aquamarine. We now have a new space in which to work from. Do you remember how our slates were blank when we started? Well, they are no longer blank because they carry the essence and the vibration of this unblocking, of this healing, and of this creation into something new. I'm being told that whenever we release something, it can be very helpful to replace it with something else, so that we're not leaving the slate blank, that we are keeping this slate full of what is necessary and what is needed. And as we do this, our heart chakra and our throat chakras become open. For our slate is no longer blank, for it carries the vibration and the healing of creation, of communication, of all those things that are part of our purpose and why we are here. This has been an opportunity for us to do some very, very deep cleansing and healing on an energetic level. It has brought forward an opportunity for us to move and vibrate at a higher level of being, of experiencing humanity, of experiencing life as a human in this way. And as we continue this road to awareness, we have taken the path of entitlement and we have given ourselves a wonderful gift. For when we hold on to things that don't help us, we become weighted down. The energy doesn't flow. It's like driving around in a car that doesn't have any gas. When you run out of gas in a car and you're trying to drive it around, you're not going to get very far, are you? The car's not going to move very far, is it? We need to make sure that the car is given fuel to be able to continue to reach its destination. So wherever this car needs to go next, whether it needs to take you to the supermarket or to an appointment or to a meeting, wherever you need to go, the car needs to be cared for in order to do that. So it not only needs gas, it needs to have clean oil. It needs to have frequent oil changes. It gets dirty as we move along, right? We may drive through some puddles and some mud and dirt, and over time, a clean car will get dirty. And all of this is being brought forward because just like that car that we use to take us to our destinations, we are doing the exact same with these bodies. These bodies that we are in are the vehicles to bring us to our next destination in our life experience, our next arrival point for our purpose of why we're here and the gifts that we come to share, not only with ourselves, but with others. And the animals have brought forward this deep cleansing, healing opportunity for us to be able to do this in a safe way and in a way that is of love. And the aquamarine has come forward as a balancer. So not only has it helped us with the cleansing and the clearing, but it's also come forward as a balancer. So I feel, let me just connect here. So 1 second. So we were sitting in a room, energetically speaking. We all had our blank slates that are no longer blank. And with the number 3 and the feminine aspect of the essence and frequency that number 3 brings to us, along with aquamarine, we have been able to clear and to cleanse the spaces between our heart chakra and our throat chakra to bring forward that energy that is needed to flow and to move. And as aquamarine comes forward, the energy has changed somewhat in what aquamarine is gifting to us, and it is in a way of balancing. And so what we are invited to do as we close out this experience together is to have our spines be straight. So if we're sitting up, please have your spine be straight. If you're lying down, have your spine be straight as well. And we are asked to place both our feet on the floor, or if you're lying down, intend for your feet to be connected to the earth. The feminine aspect of everything is coming forward in this particular healing exercise. And it is connected very much to Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, for she is our foundation. She is our space that comes from such love. And as she comes forward with this beautiful, beautiful foundational support, we are invited to connect with her and to bring up this loving, loving energy that is centered, that is connected to the earth, so that we may feel grounded, so that we may feel focused, and that we may feel full of clarity. We are invited to take our left hand, place it over our right knee, our right hand, and place it over our left knee. If you are sitting, this will be very easy to do. If you are lying down, I am being guided to ask you to place your left hand over your right hip and your right hand over your left hip. And as we do this, we are invited to take a deep breath in. And as we release this breath, feel ourselves becoming present in the room that we are in. Feel ourselves coming back to right here, right now, present moment. To start to wiggle our fingers and our toes. To feel our body. So I invite you to take your hands and actually put them on your face, on your shoulders, on your hips, on your legs, on your feet. Start moving around. Get this body moving so that you can come back to now. You can come back to the room and you can come back to this sound of my voice here together once again. We've always been together throughout this whole process, but this was a very deep healing experience. And by doing this, I am being guided to ensure that we are all fully back, present here and now. Take a drink of water. Bring that through, because our bodies are made up of water. Water is our friend. And as I just took a wonderful sip of water, I am thanking Squirrel, Lucy the dog, and Raccoon for being here with us during this time of deep cleansing healing. I also thank Aquamarine for coming forward to not only provide the cleansing energy and the energy from a space of love, but to also help us with the communicative aspect. I thank the number three and the feminine aspect of number three to help us be able to unplug the places in between our heart and throat chakras so that we may have that space of clarity, so that we can become clear where our next destination in our life experience will be. And all of the words that we wrote down after working with the number three on our heart and in our heart space, all of those things I'm hearing are power words for us to be able to use moving forward. So just sharing very quickly with you the words that came out of me were the words joy, release, blessings, healing, health, vitality, cleansing, now, right now. These are my power words that I'm invited to bring forward with me as I reach my next destination. And as I remember to clean off my car from the dirt and the debris, to ensure that my car has enough gas, to ensure that the oil changes are done on my car so that I have a clean running system. And the car is me, this body, this mind, this soul. We deserve this. We are entitled to this. You deserve this. You are entitled to this. Please take good care of your body vehicle. It's there for a reason. And the animals have sent, I just love how they're ending this up. They're sending us so much love from their heart chakras, their heart spaces. And it is surrounding us with this beautiful, beautiful energetic guidance in moving forward. So in closing today, my wonderful friends, take your power words with you as you move to your next destination. Take care of your body vehicle as you continue on the road to awareness. And know that Squirrel, Lucy the dog, and Raccoon are here. Know that the number 3 is here. Know that the power words that are yours are there with you. And know that Aquamarine's frequency and vibration continue to balance and be part of your journey. I want to thank you from my heart of hearts for being a part of this deep healing together. I do look forward to our next time together. And until then, be well, my friends, and many, many blessings. Bye for now.